Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Wolves, where the second we finish an episode, news breaks and that episode becomes old news. Right, Tom Schreier?
That did happen. That was unfortunate.
So let's just get right down to the nitty gritty. The Wolves and Gorgui Dieng came to an agreement on a 4-year, $64 million contract extension. A well-deserved contract extension, in my opinion, for somebody who's improved every year as a player, somebody who has really bought in to what the Wolves have been doing over the years, somebody who has played for multiple coaches, and despite all of the, all of the reasons that could have prevented him from improving, has improved every year, as I said before, all the while. My name is Zachary Bennett. I am here again with Tom Schreier, co-founder of Cold Omaha, covers the Wolves, and we'll cover the home opener against the Grizzlies tonight.
Exciting.
You can follow him on Twitter, at TSCHREIER3.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to do that smoother and smoother each time you come on. I went to shoot around today. Everybody was talking about G's extension. Unlike Gorgui Dieng, however, Shabazz Muhammad and the Wolves did not agree to a contract extension, so we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. So let's just start by hearing what Tibbs had to say.
Yeah, I think it's important for the organization. Obviously, we feel very good about him signing, and that's important for us to move forward. But he embodies all the things that we're looking for. He's had a very good start to his career. He continues to improve. He gets better and better. But also who he is as a person, his character, his intelligence, his drive, I think those things are important.
Seems like
it. I thought his character really reflected Gorgui Dieng, that is, in his conversation with the media earlier today. I'm going to move the screen so I can see you.
Yeah, no, that'd be nice.
Gorgui Dieng was awesome. I mean, we talk about winning press conferences. He definitely did that today. I just want to play a little bit more of what Tibbs said, and I'm queuing that audio up, and it's good to go right now.
Proven. That's the thing. There's a lot of things that he does that you can't measure statistically. He's got a lot of toughness. He's got mental toughness. There's a defensive component to him. He can guard multiple positions. He's unselfish, a very underrated passer. He's got touch. He can shoot the ball from 17. He plays multiple positions. He guards multiple positions. But I think the big thing is who he is. That drive and intelligence, I think, will allow him to continue to improve. And I know how important winning is to him.
Do you like the way he fits next to Carl?
I do. I do. I think it gives a size, a physicality that I think is important. And both guys can play both positions. So it gives you a lot of flexibility, and their versatility, I think, complements each other well.
We talked a lot about this yesterday while the news was fluid and ongoing and not yet broken, so there really isn't a lot to hash out. I just figured we owe it to the listeners to just...
Yeah, I mean, I do have something quick to say. I think we did talk about what Dieng could receive, right? And we talked upwards...
We said...
$80 million, right?
80, yeah.
And so I like this contract a lot. I think 64, and again, I'm not like a number-crunching type guy, just naturally, but... just knowing what other players have received, that the salary cap has gone up, this league's exploding, and it is very much a star-driven league, right? More and more, and especially for people in Minnesota, this is good to hear that, it's kind of about the players, and there's probably a lot of people on League Pass right now who have limited or no interest in Wolves and Wolves history or Minnesota as a whole, but just like, like Towns, like Rubio, like LaVine, and even a guy like Gorgui Dieng is, for a Louisville fan, for example, is a fun guy to follow. I think it's enough money to obviously to keep him happy and get him signed on the line, but not so much that you feel like he has to be a starter. I think he could come off the bench in certain situations. I think you can use Jang like he should be used. Starting against certain lineups, substituted in against other lineups, matched up against the right players, because I do think there is a size limitation with him. I think he's a good technical defender from everything I know and have read and have seen with my own eyes. He's a much, much better scorer than I thought. If I remember this right, I think Draft Express and the like really said they didn't know if Jang would score, like if he could really score at the NBA level. And I go back to something I wrote maybe 2 weeks ago now or a week or so when he talked about Flip working with him, where Flip said, look, you're not going to start right away. You're not going to get minutes right away. But if you put in the work with me, if you hit the medicine balls, hit the weights, learn some technique things maybe, or where to shoot from on the floor, you can become the player he is today. I'm a huge Gorgui Jang fan. As much as I said, yeah, there's situations where he has to come off the bench and he doesn't match up well against certain players, I think he's very thoughtful, and I think he's a very integral part to a winning team because you need lockdown defenders and guys who can score like that.
Yeah, I like that story that you can read on coldomaha.com about Gorgui's comments and his relationship with Flip. The part I really enjoyed was Flip getting him to go beneath Target Center to the Lifetime where they practice and putting in extra work with him. I thought that was just a really cool nugget that you offered.
I loved it and I give Jace Frederick he had the courage to ask that question. Hey, Flip died about a year ago from now. That's a risky question. I mean, it's just you're talking about someone who they're very close to, and it's obviously you're dealing with a very hard situation there. And I love that Jang didn't fight him on it. He literally just kind of came out and said, this is how he helped me, and that he seems like a guy who wants to give other people credit too. I think he knows that Karl Towns, playing with him has helped his career too, right? I mean, you're playing alongside such a great talent there, and he's an older player than Towns and stuff like that. He could be, maybe belittling or downplay that aspect. I think he's played that up. He seems to be a team guy. He seems very funny. Like when you're in the locker room after games, he does like to joke around with the other players and kind of mess around with people. And I think, that stuff gets lost too. That just, who are you and are you a good locker room presence? And it seems like he's that too.
The NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person. Download the SeatGeek app on your phone and use it to find the best deals on every ticket in the house and stadiums around the country, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside with the beautiful people, club seats with the other beautiful people, or, in the upper level, which is fine. Regardless of where you want to sit, the SeatGeek app will help you get there at the most affordable price. To those of you who listen to the Locked On Wolves podcast, you'll get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase when you download the SeatGeek app. When you do that, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter the promo code LOWOLVES. That's LOWOLVES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app today and enter the promo code LOWOLVES to get in on that action and get yourself a discount on a game, an upcoming game, probably a Timberwolves game, that you want to see. Now back to the show. I think Andy Grimsrud, who is a contributor over at A Wolf Among Wolves, summarized it very well. When Flip drafted Karl Anthony Towns, obviously Zhang's minutes were going to diminish and decrease, and nobody ever heard a complaint.
Right.
When Sam Mitchell played Jang over Cat last year at times, nobody ever said anything about
that.
Cat didn't complain. Yeah. I mean, he's just handled himself as with the utmost professionalism, and it's reflected in the way that he talks. I don't think there's ever been any doubt about it, but it's obviously refreshing to hear.
I told the coach last time, I said, listen, man, I'm not worried about this contract. You guys want to get it done now, you get it done. You're going to wait, we wait. Like, as long as I'm playing, I'm happy, And one thing that I was missing was winning, we need to find a way to win because I know we're young, it's good. I told it to my teammates, but that got to stop. This is my fourth year, it's week third year, and right now we all need to focus about winning and not think about the money and stuff. That's, if we win, everything going to come nicely along, but the money wasn't focusing on the money at all. Was I thinking about it? Yes, but that wasn't my main focus.
Was it a hard decision at all?
So, as we mentioned too, the deal is a good deal. We projected 80 million, very loose projection.
Yeah.
64 million is a pretty good number. It does reduce the Wolves salary cap budget by 14 million next season. He does become the highest paid player on the roster beginning next year, earning slightly more than Rubio.
Okay.
The Wolves will have, as it stands now, according to Spotrac, just over $9.5 million to sign somebody in free agency. There's things that they could do to free up some cap room, trade Ricky Rubio being one of them. Some sort of insurance on Nikola Pekovic's contract might be able to clear some space up. I should probably do some due diligence there in terms of what they can free up.
Yeah, you have to go in the weeds to find that stuff.
Salary-wise. So all in all, an okay deal.
I like it. I actually like it a lot. And I want to comment on, not to get too ahead, but I don't think because they didn't sign Shabazz means that he's not going to be part of the future. I just think that there's a lot more questions about him. What's his upside? What role does he, or what can he do on a significant basis or a consistent basis? And where is he defensively? Also, Zach LaVine affects him too. Kind of what I said yesterday, where if LaVine's a starter, I think Shabazz is a great six man. If he's not a starter and they don't trust him, namely Tibbs doesn't, you know, trust him defensively, I think he takes kind of that energy role or whatever off the bench as a six man, and I don't know where Shabazz then fits in. So I don't think it's necessarily a deal where because Shabazz didn't get signed, he's gone, you know, they're looking to shop him. I think they need to learn a lot more information about him. Jeng, you know what you have, right? And I think that's probably why it's easier to make that deal.
Yeah, and rotation big men are a premium in the league. I mean, they're going to get their money, and that's just what it is. And it's always been that way.
To the Wolves' credit, when you have talent on your roster and you have a plan and you have a head coach and president in place and some stability, you can get a hometown quote-unquote discount, right? Because Jeng's not going to sign that deal if the Wolves are in disarray and he feels like Kevin Love felt like, what, 4 years ago or whatever, where he's like, what's the plan, right? If it's what's the plan, he goes, give me as much money as you can. If not, I'm going to get it from somewhere else. I think now he's like, okay, I have, I'm sure he understands I have a role here. And at the end of the day, $64 million, as you said, makes him the highest paid player, at least, you know, until Towns and Wiggins and some of these other guys get contracts.
Yeah, and he did talk about that. I'm not going to play the audio. But, you know, he, as you heard in the clip previously, he wants to win. I mean, it's just time. So winning is obviously the most important thing to him, and I think he understood that with the figure that he took. Before we go into Shabazz Muhammad, though, Ricky Rubio was confirmed that he did suffer a sprained right elbow. The timeline for his return is not yet set. The word used in the press release by the team is sidelined indefinitely. Some, you know, John Krasinski of the Associated Press and Darren Wolfson have said similar things. I know Krasinski said anywhere between 1 to 3 weeks. Doogie said 2 to 3 weeks, maybe sooner. That's ESPN 1500's Darren Wolfson, a.k.a.
It's on the website, too, if you need to see it.
ColdOmaha.com. Got a post. I delivered.
I'm happy. This made my day, actually.
But, yeah, so uncertain, or it's unclear when Rubio will return. Tibbs did say today that Chris Dunn will start at point guard.
Right, which is the right decision, as we said yesterday.
Star Tribune's Jerry Zagota asked if Tyus Jones would be the first point guard off the bench between he and John Lucas, and Tibbs said in, you know, almost sort of Popovich Belichick fashion, he could be. That was it, which is pretty funny.
I know he's going to play like that a lot, I think.
So who knows what we'll see. We might even see both of them on the floor at the same time. I think Tyus has done an excellent job of improving his three-point shot, and I think that will help space the floor, and you can almost use him off the ball if you want to. I mean, I don't think Tibbs is afraid to play the two-guard lineups, but we'll wait to see how that unfolds. Maybe that can be a theme that you write about in your recap.
Right.
So on to Shabazz Muhammad, who he didn't seem disappointed. What became clear as he was talking to the media, though, is Minnesota where he wants to be. So in that aspect, he could be frustrated about the situation, but he understands that as a restricted free agent, teams are able to make him offers, and the Wolves, if they want to, can match it and retain him for however many seasons if they feel the price is right and if Shabazz has earned the dollar figure that they would be matching. So I'm going to play that audio right now.
Any disappointment for you that nothing?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm still confident. I mean, coach is still confident in me, and I mean, you know, I'm always July. My rights are still here, so they have the opportunity to sign me. So I mean, I love it here and want to be here for a long term. So I mean, we'll see what goes down.
Do you kind of look at it?
So sort of a helpless feeling, I guess, according to Mark Spears of ESPN's The Undefeated. The two sides weren't close to a deal. Baz said he was talking to his agent, and I'm, of course, paraphrasing. He made it seem like the two sides were a little bit closer than Mark Spears let on. Whatever you want to invest into those reports or opinions is up to you. But you know, it sounds as though, Tom, you were a little bit more bullish on Levine, whereas I'm certain he's solidified his spot at the two. And so as far as how Levine's role at the two impacts Shabazz Muhammad's role, yeah, I just think there's far less of a correlation. I understand totally your point, but Shabazz can play he can play as a small ball four. I mean, if you want to go small and play Baz at the four, I think he's strong enough to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
He can bring that energy off the bench, as you said. We've seen what he can do in spurts. The defense has always been a question, but you know,
Levine seems to be improving with Tibbs.
Yeah, the thing to remember here is all he can do is continue to try to work and improve his game. Everything else will work itself out. He wants to be here, but if he ends up somewhere else, he's still, you know, in position to get paid if he plays well enough. So who knows?
I mean, my feeling is actually restricted free agency is probably the right approach because, I don't know what the value of Shabazz Muhammad is.
That's a very astute point, I agree.
And I think if you're late in Tibbs, they have to be careful. As much as everyone goes, well, there's this huge salary cap, and you got to imagine Glenn would go into the luxury tax. He has to with how much talent they have and just the potential, the money-making potential of the Minnesota Timberwolves, given what I literally just said, that there's, you know, there's going to be so many people following this team just because of the stars if they end up producing, going to the playoffs, etc. I would let other teams set the market for Shabazz Muhammad. If there's someone who goes, he can be like quote-unquote our Wiggins light, and we're going to use him like a star player, start him, give him a lot of minutes, feed him the ball, they may give him astronomically more money than the Wolves would because they have Wiggins, Towns, Levine, these guys that can score, that are reliable, that will be making starts. If other teams go, I'm uncertain, but I'm willing to kind of take a flyer on him, the Wolves might say, nah, you know, you're not allowed to do that. You can set the cost, but we're going to end up retaining him because we have his rights. I think it's smarter to let the league determine the cost for Muhammad. If he's too expensive, you can let him go, of course. I think with Jang, it was just very obvious who he was and kind of that you were getting a bargain with that deal, assuming he stays healthy, which is an assumption you have to make with literally every player you sign. So, I think Muhammad, at the very least, is a very different case than Gorgui Jang. And I hope that this doesn't become a problem down the road because I think, at least right now, I think his mindset's right. I want to be in Minnesota. I want to prove something. And actually, you want hungry players like that want to stay on your team.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, as I just laid out, he controls his own fate. It's good that he wants to be here, and it's good that he's invested. But looking around, why wouldn't you be?
Right. I mean, And that's the thing. They should also be able to get premium free agents at a reasonable price now. Because assuming Towns does what he's supposed to do, Wiggins is doing what he was supposed to do. The big question mark, I think every player that they're going to want in the offseason will ask, and this might get answered this season, but is it Chris Dunn bringing the ball up or is it Ricky Rubio? I think that's actually going to be a huge question. Plus, there's salary cap implications, as you just said. So outside of that, there aren't many question marks for the Wolves. I think the positive here is the plan is in place, and now we're starting to understand kind of what direction this team's going, who will be in uniform, what holes need to be filled, etc. And so it's a nice deal because internally you can set prices for your players, and externally you can go get free agents to fill holes. Because as much as there will always be this narrative of Minnesota's a mid-sized market and it's very cold in the winter, it's also, there's a passionate fan base here and nationally for this team, I believe there will be. And there's skyways and, you know, jackets, right? I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, I always love that narrative because most of these guys, I think, especially the younger guys, live downtown and walk through a skyway to get to the Target Center. And for the older guys, they're probably, you know, living in any diner or whatever and driving in and probably never actually set foot outside. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of a funny, I always think that narrative is kind of funny, the mid-sized market cold stuff.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because when you do come from the western suburbs to the Target Center, you can take 394 right into Garage A and Garage B, and you can take the Skyway through to Target Center without having to even step foot on soil in Minneapolis. You can just go through the Skyway. So that's pretty funny that
I
got
a boogie.
That.
We're doing our soccer show, but it was good talking to you, and I'll be back on probably tomorrow after the game. My coverage will be on the site tomorrow morning.
Word. All right. Well, yeah, go do your thing. I know you got other stuff to do. Thanks for sitting in, Tom Schreier. We're almost done here, actually. So it was a funny sort of, there were a few funny sort of moments. Tyus Jones talked to the media today at Shoot Around, and one of the themes that everybody was asked was, you know, how happy are you for Gorgui Dieng? And Tyus Jones offered a pretty funny answer. And Zhang was offered an even funnier answer without knowing what Tyus said about him. So I'll just lay it out with audio right now.
You'd see him kind of get that deal. And
very happy for G. You know, he works his tail off, and, you know, he definitely deserves it. So I think everyone's really happy for him.
Is he buying dinner?
Yeah, dinner's on G now.
As for what Gorgui Dieng thinks about him buying dinner for the rest of the players,
to buy dinner on the road a little more now, or
I'm not doing that. You know, let's just keep using Glenn credit card.
There you have it. Gorgui Dieng and the Timberwolves will continue to use Glenn Taylor's credit card to purchase dinner on road game or at while on the road. Very well deserved contract for Gorgui Dieng. Very upstanding individual, as we've said enough on today's pod. The Wolves host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. They'll get a chance to redeem themselves after falling to Memphis in the season opener on the road in a game that they led by 17. They were in a position to win, and as players and Tom Thibodeau has said, they didn't get the job done. So we'll see if they get the job done tonight. That's all for today. We'll recap the game tomorrow. Who knows if Tom will be here? He could walk out at any point, as you heard. So enjoy Red Panda at halftime. That is breaking news that I just saw. Red Panda will be performing at halftime. So enjoy the game. Be sure to check out all of the other shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Grizzlies is your home for Grizzlies information if you're looking to get some insights for tonight's opponent. That's all for today. My name is Zachary Bennett, and this has been Locked On Wolves. So long.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.